There are a few points to take into consideration when preparing to import data into Salesforce. Rob needs to make sure that the import values adhere to data validation rules. If the import values don't meet the data validation criteria, the import will fail for that record. Unmapped required fields in the data import wizard will generate an error, preventing Rob from continuing further. If the owner field is left blank, the user performing the import becomes the owner. In case Rob does not have the currency field in his import file, his personal currency will be used. Rob also needs to ensure that all pick list field values being imported also already exist in Salesforce. If not, these values will be imported only for the records in the import file and will not be available in other records. Further, Rob needs to ensure that all the strictly enforced pick list values must exist in Salesforce. Otherwise, the import will fail for that one record.